Greece's debt woes continue to roil the eurozone. The eurozone is the 17 countries that use the euro. European leaders are still haggling over how to keep Greece from defaulting on its obligations. And today's abrupt cancellation of a meeting of finance ministers raises doubts that they'll settle on a plan anytime soon. Greek leaders have pushed austerity measures to qualify for more bailouts. But inside Greece, anger is running high over the government cuts. Some Greeks have had enough, and they are saying no. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Protests have been filling Athens' Syntagma Square on and off for months now. But Sunday night, they spilled over into a soccer match between two Greek teams. During the match, some fans displayed a large banner saying, "Corrupt politicians, you will drown under the anger of the uprising." Officials stopped the game and asked fans to take down the banner. The fans refused. The game eventually went on. Afterwards, the fans displayed the banner on their vehicle. They were reportedly stopped by riot police, and four people were arrested. And that has infuriated many Greeks.
Public feeling at the moment is being banned. There is some kind of total censorship.
That's Nina. She only wants to use her first name. She used to be a member of the ruling Socialist Party. But she quit last year after the government agreed to austerity measures dictated by European officials. At no point, she says, were the Greek people asked to approve these measures, and they have a right to have a say.
People have to have an opinion on the matters that have an impact on their lives for the next 20 years.
Sophia, among others, agrees. She says the banner's message is resonating.
We had enough. Let me give you a joke that is very popular nowadays, and you will understand exactly what I mean. After the arrest, someone said that in Greece, it's the only country that you go in jail for saying that someone is corrupted rather than being corrupted.
Sophia, Nina, and a few others have now started a nonpartisan movement called Ohi, which is Greek for no. They're using Facebook and Twitter to urge Greeks to put out banners on their balconies this week with the simple message, no. It has historical overtones. This Friday is Ohi Day. It's a national holiday that commemorates when the Greeks said no to Mussolini's request to let Italian troops enter Greece at the beginning of World War II. But this no is directed inward, at a political system seen as flawed and, above all, corrupt.
Probably we are focusing on the wrong enemy. The enemy is not the crisis. The enemy is the corruption.
That's Kostas Bakouras, chairman of Transparency International in Greece. He says bribery and tax evasion are endemic in Greece, and people have been turning a blind eye to it for decades now.
One of our problems in Greece is that we are a society which is the most tolerant on corruption. We have a guy who's caught maybe stealing, and then the people will say, well, the poor guy, he has three kids, he's not going to do it again. And even maybe some of the time, maybe we're also guilty, we tend to forgive and we tend to tolerate things which other societies will not tolerate.
The Ohi campaign wants first and foremost to say no to the decades of corruption. Sophia says they see the no banners as a kind of people's referendum.
No is just the first step, because then we have to find what else unites us. Apart from saying no to the bad habits, what is the next step? What is the yes that we want for our future? So it's like a two-step process, and we're working on it.
Ohi already has more than 1,200 followers on Facebook. Not bad, organizers say, for only being up and running for a day. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.